You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Giants are heading east soon, south and east soon for spring training. Very exciting time for baseball fans everywhere. So let's catch up with Chris Haft and talk about certain segments of the team maybe that we should be keeping our eye on. I'm Allison Footer. Chris, I want to talk about the outfielders today. I guess let's start with Hunter Pence. And he's an interesting guy because he's a fabulous baseball player, of course. He is a team leader. But also the fortunes of the Giants really largely rest on him, because when he's not healthy and not in the lineup, they're not very good. And when he is healthy, they're pretty good. So they really need a full, healthy season from Hunter Pence.
Allison, they definitely do. There's no other way to really state it. I mean, he doesn't have to play. I don't think he has to play 162 games as he used to do almost routinely. But if he can get in at least 130, 140 games, it'll make a big difference in their season. He's, it's a cliche, but he's a leader on the field and a leader off the field. There are certain guys who are good for a team when even when they're not playing. It's usually like a veteran pitcher, a Jake Peavy type of guy who, you know, just understands winning and understands the culture of winning and can, motivate guys, point them in the right direction, you know, in that way or form. But a guy like Hunter, I think, needs to be out there because he also leads by example. So to not have him on the field, it's almost crippling to the club.
Yeah. How do you explain Hunter Pence to somebody who doesn't know anything about him? So, like, when he was here in Houston, like, so intense, like, the most intense player, one of the most intense players I've ever been around, he would, he'd come to the ballpark, like, really early, and he'd want to take, like, 500 swings off the tee. His hitting coaches would have to sort of, like, ban him from the hitting cage, from the batting cages, try to make him pace himself a little bit. But he always said, like, when he relaxes a little bit, he's not as effective. He has to play angry. And you've been covering baseball a really long time. As far as just, like, basic raw intensity, would he, like, rank up there in, like, the top five of all time players you've covered?
Yes. Yes. Offhand, I can think of a few people who are like him. Because, you know, this is a game, as you know, Allison, this is a game where you kind of have to relax. It's a state of readiness and relaxation at the same time. You've got to be loose. You know, you see guys between pitches blow bubbles. It's that kind of game. You don't see people in football and basketball blow, well, maybe basketball a little bit, but pro football, they're not blowing bubbles between plays. Baseball, yes, leisurely, but at the same time, you know, you accelerate and reaccelerate in spurts and fits and starts. So a guy like Hunter Pence, that's why a guy like Hunter Pence gets hurt, because, you know, guys like him, you know, you're standing there for five innings, all of a sudden you got to chase the ball down the right field line or something. You know, that's tough physically to go from 0 to 60. And Hunter's been one of the best at doing that, but, you have to wonder whether he's, you know, his body is starting to betray him, i.e. getting a little too old for that sort of thing, or if it's just been a series of bad luck injuries, fluke injuries, which to some extent it has been.
Yeah, I always think of this conversation that we had with Phil Garner when he was managing the Astros. This was about 10 years ago, and I think it was during the playoffs even. And he said, look what we expect these hitters to do. Okay, so remember to do this, remember to do this. And they tell them all kinds of things. And they get up to the plate, okay, clear your head. Don't think about anything. That's asking. I mean, we don't appreciate like how really hard it is to be a hitter in the major league. It's asking a lot, though. It doesn't even make any sense what they're supposed to be doing up there.
I played high school baseball. It doesn't compare to what these guys go through. You know, they've got to make a split second decision with the pitch and all that. It's you just have to try and be as natural as possible. There's this story about Yogi Berra that took place after he retired, and he was trying to give some, or whoever he was with, the Yankees or Mets at the time, they're trying to give some younger players some hitting advice. And he started to talk about his wrists and his hands and all of that, and just couldn't make himself clear. So finally he jumped into the batting cage himself, and he said, just watch me, you know. If you can make it come that naturally, that's great. And I think that's what every hitter shoots for.
Yeah, and that's a reason why there's only a couple hundred guys that can do this at any given time in a baseball season. Okay, moving over to center field, an Arts fan. I mean, there's not really a whole lot of, I don't know, like things to watch with him. A good, solid player I think he was new to the Giants last year, and just a good contributor, correct?
Yeah, he's at the start of the year for most of the year, actually. Also, he still felt the effects of, I think he had three surgeries in a nine-month stretch there before he joined the Giants. So he was still healing. Now, I expect him to be, I think everybody expects him to be, the kind of guy, everybody's at least hoping for him to be the kind of guy he was in Washington. Mm-hmm. Just a real dynamo there at the top of the order. Going and getting almost everything in center field. He made some good, really good plays, eye-popping plays later in the season, which showed that, he was recovering. So I think they're looking for more of that from him. And I think it's partly why they signed him a three-year deal, because they figured, well, maybe in year two and year three, we'll get the real Denard Stand. So let's sit back and watch and see.
So how's left field going to shake out?
That's a real good question. I wouldn't be surprised if they engineer some sort of trade during spring training. I mean, that's always a possibility. Right now, though, General Manager Bobby Evans told us the other day that he wants to, he's hoping that it'll just be one player who secures a job. It won't be a platoon. People were thinking platoon because Jared Parker is left-handed and Mac Williamson hits right-handed. But it sounds like they want to try and create an environment where one guy wins the job and the other guy goes to the bench or AAA, and probably the bench. It'll deepen the bench a little bit more, I think, if they kept the quote-unquote loser of the competition, up in the bigs, and maybe could also stimulate the guy who wins the job to stay on his toes. So. But that's what's going to happen, and I think if things fail, if somebody really accomplished drops into the Giants' lap via trade or free agency, they'll consider it.
Okay, interesting stuff. Always good. Thank you so much, Chris. Appreciate it.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.